my God. If anybody heard the conversation that just happened and what you shouted at Donna Scally right now.
Well, let's just say...
When's our next night out so people can ask what you shouted out there just 2 minutes ago?
No.
Well, there was a nature discussion...
about a cockerel and a hen.
And a hen, and you didn't know the difference between both of them. And then you got really defensive and you started shouting where we came from. Anyway. Let's get it serious here, okay? A friend of mine is going on a first date tomorrow evening of a Friday, and he hasn't been on a date in a while, been out of the dating game for a while, and has been reluctant to get into the dating game because he was in a long-term relationship that ended, not badly, but just didn't happen. But he's panicking, and he said, is there any chance you can help me out? Because I've no idea what to talk about, because he doesn't know this person, it's a first date, and he's looking for a little bit of help. So I went and looked for what were the best things to talk about on first dates, and I'm going to try them out with you in it to see, can this relationship advice expert nail it when it comes to questions that you ask in a first date? 087-110-2107. What would you ask? You ready for question one?
Yeah.
What's your favourite way to relax?
Oh, well, my favourite way to relax is...
It's not a job interview, is it?
No, that's not it.
Ready for a second date?
I love to read. I like to meditate.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the last show that you binge watched? I love watching TV.
I love watching TV too. Harlots was the last show I binge watched.
What the hell is Harlots?
Harlots is amazing. I actually watched it twice.
What's it about? This conversation's not going very well. You're not telling me anything about this show.
About Harlots?
Yeah, what's Harlots?
Well, I mean, it's...
So can we get the bill?
Just watch it.
Yeah.
Just watch it. You'll really like it. I can't say on the radio what it's about.
Is it rude? Is it a period drama?
It's a period drama.
And are petticoats involved?
Petticoats.
Bodice
ripping things happen.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay, I'm just telling you, you asked. What's your name, by the way?
Rick.
All right, Rick.
What's something that you want to learn?
Ooh, what's something that I want to learn? Stop that. The guitar.
Guitar? Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried learning guitar before?
I have, yeah. I'm pretty rubbish.
Yeah. Do you like... So, I can see that you really like food. You've eaten half my dinner here.
You're welcome.
What's your signature dish you love to cook?
There's this really, really nice Chinese down the road from me, and they do an amazing kung po.
Okay.
Yeah. It's so good.
If the world was to end tomorrow, what would you do? Oh my God. Jack. Question six. So there's seven of these, right? What's the best thing that happened to you this week? That's a great question.
What's the best thing that happened to you this week? Oh, I found a fiver in my car.
Nice.
Yeah.
We could use that as a tip for the future. And last up, what was the what's the weirdest or maybe the last thing that you bought on Amazon?
So I think the last thing I bought, it was a while ago now, was an egg maker. And before you say, no, I'm not talking a hen or a bleeding cockerel. It just cooks the eggs for you in different ways. So it poaches them, it boils them.
You bought a pot?
No, it's not. It's a fancy contraption. Poaches, boils, scrambles, and you just have to sit there and do nothing.
A pot does all of that.
I'm not good at poaching eggs.
It's not going well this date.
I don't think there's going to be a second date.
Definitely not.
I think you're the problem, Rick. And I don't like your questions.
Oh, okay.
I've got much better questions.
Okay,
I'm going to help your friend out because I've got much better questions. We're going to come back to my questions.
All right, okay. Yeah. So, Una's questions that she's going to lay on me.
Yeah.
For
the only thing I'll be laying on you. Oh.
Oh, by the way, you don't need a cockerel to get eggs out of a hen.
But you need the cockerel. Oh, God.
Myself and Una were just chatting there about a friend of mine who's going on a first date tomorrow. Really excited about it and looking for advice for what to talk about on a first date. So we thought we'd maybe try and find some questions. And you've been sending some in on 087-110-2107. This one came in from Elena Mayo. First date question. Have you any calves or bread used for sale? It's a great question. What's the advantage of a bread, Hugh? I don't know.
I suppose.
So, Una, you said you've got a list of questions that you want to try out on me.
Yeah. Okay. So, here we go.
Okay. I'm actually genuinely nervous about this because if anybody has seen any of the videos recently online at iRadio.ie or at This Is iRadio, you're unhinged.
Okay, so I'm just going to go in softly, right?
Yeah, straight in, no kissing.
No. How's your mother for spuds?
She's good, yeah.
She's good?
Yeah. Father-in-law's better for spuds, though.
Okay.
Clearly I'm married.
So how much money do you earn a year?
How much money do I earn a year?
Yeah, like net.
Net? Net or gross? Which do you want?
I want net.
Okay, yeah. About 450,000.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You look different than your photos. Were they like really super old photos or what?
Which one? The black and white ones? I just was going for a noir look.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. So, what's your count?
My count?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
You know, you're...
Oh, my... I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I'm currently on a 3-day streak, and I got today's in 4.
What?
Are we talking about Wordle?
Oh, God. No, I wasn't. Oh, you're really bad at this. Okay, so can you see yourself marrying me or what?
No. And when I say you've got too much baggage, you carry around 4 bags.
If we had kids, what would you name them? Very interesting question. I like.
What would I name them?
Yeah.
I have no idea because you like weird names, so.
I don't like weird names.
You do.
Okay, final question.
Yeah.
Would you still like me if I had no teeth?
That's a question for the podcast. Do you know what I mean? You're on iMornings with Corinne Duda. Breakfast rolled. All the crack crowd into one bite.